Good morning. I know it's midday, but still, nonetheless, we still factors into the morning phase of how we feel and how we resonate with the rest of the day. And wherever you find yourself, guys, you're in the company of your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. As on this Thursday edition of the Brand Conversation, we're going to have a good little, in-depth discussion about one of the most crucial elements with regards to branding. Now, I am getting out of the branding and I'm getting out of the promotion pillar and I'm getting into the overall marketing discussion for today. The reason why I do this is because we have been focusing on the various promotional activities that take place around whatever product you are selling. That takes place around any other operational, space of either your small business, either your consultancy, either your services that you offer, either the big business or corporate that you work for. We've been in those spaces. We've been venturing into those spaces. For today, we're going to be talking about the most important thing to consider for your business, for your product, for whatever you're doing that generates money for you, that generates revenue. We're going to be talking about price. Now, pricing is the most underrated but most important topic of any business environment. All the other pillars in the marketing philosophy that was brought to us by Philip Kotler are all expenses. The other three, well, if you also expand into the extra two that exists, but all of them, except for pricing, all of them are expenses. They all look towards you generating an output, you contributing to an output. It's an output. But there's only one factor that contributes directly to input. There's one factor. If you're going to tell me, yeah, but Dwight, the product is there, obviously, but the product was created, right? If you were a manufacturing firm as part of a supply chain or as part of a distribution channel, you would have had looked at your input costs, right? That would then allow your factories to manufacture, develop said product or develop said, item. Your item, whatever you're producing, can even be considered as part of an assembly point or assembly part of a larger product for another company. Even though you are spending money to manufacture a part that is ultimately a product that needs to be sold, perhaps even to another company that needs your part or your product to make their finished product. It still is the same concept because for them, you would be part of the input costs. Now, you've got to understand, ultimately, there's a balance. Many schools of thought would say, yeah, but without a product, you would not know what to sell. You would not have a price. Well, ultimately, based upon that, that is true. There is an element of truth. But ultimately, if you needed to then make your return on investment that was invested into the manufacturing, into the establishment, into the whole concept of the product, you would need a price, right? Your clients would need to know, what am I paying? What is the thing that I'm paying for? How much will it cost me? Now, the price pillar, guys, is so essential. It carries all the hope of a business being a success. It does. It truly does. As also, it can also perhaps, generate another feeling of it either being a success, it either being a going concern, or it either generate being a complete bust. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, for today, we're going to be having a look at 7 smart pricing strategies in order to look at. 7 smart pricing strategies for today's discussion. And this is all within to attract customers. Remember, guys, the aspect of your price is what your customers need to know as well. So you can have all the wonderful marketing campaigns, promotional campaigns, lovely stuff, but you will get some customers who will just tell you straight up, how much does it cost? How much does it cost? Those that will feel, you know, convinced enough to buy your product, to pay the price, they would not care the cost. As long as it's not a psychological knock that they will encounter. It should not be, you know, a psychological knock. In most cases, customers make informed decisions, meaning they go out, they plan, they budget. Then they go look for things that fall within their pricing. That fall within what they are willing to pay for. Now, these smart strategies, guys, that we're gonna dive into, is all based upon whether or not you've got an effective pricing strategy that is essential for continued sales success. Remember, on the ground, think always in these scenarios. You can have a strategy, can come from the boardroom, can come from your business plan, can come from your mission and your vision statements, but your strategy is the theory realm. On the ground is your tactics. On your ground is where the practicality comes into play. On the ground is where your sales teams, your sales forces, your marketing executives, your operations teams, it's there. It's where your warehousing teams will also understand, okay, we need to know how this actively contributes to us achieving a positive result. And if it's ambiguous, you will have mixed messaging, you will have, you know, breakdowns in communication, all that. So this should also be very clear, very concise, so that everyone, every department knows that there's one aim to aim, there's one goal to aim for. There's one aim to aim for. So, here's what we're looking at, guys. When you set your business's prices, or when you set your product prices, or when you establish your pricing, you know, range, it may seem simple. For example, you list the product for your hire. You list the product for higher than what it costs you to manufacture or to acquire it, meaning to buy it, if you're part of a distribution channel, and then you make your profit. It's simple, you know. But your prices are more than just numbers. Understand that. They're just more than a number. They are essentially a number that allows and signals to a customer, this is what they have to spend. This is what you want to earn. Remember, we're not even talking about discounts or promotional activity. It's just a straight up price to a buyer. You are the seller, that's the buyer. You're in a market scenario, and a market is where buyers and sellers meet. The way you price your product or your service can be a reflection of your business's identity, how you view and treat competitors, and how you value your customers. That's why it's also very important to have a carefully planned pricing strategy. Now, what you have to consider when you set your pricing strategy? That's the main aim, or that's the next step that we get into. When you set your product or your services prices, well, it shouldn't be a haphazard decision. Technically, just focus entirely on profit. Ultimately, it should be for profit, but you should not, what it aims to say is you should not be obviously indicating your product, your profit perspective. It shouldn't be too obvious. Remember, you still want repeat sales from the same customer base or even from the same customer. For example, let's say you only have 10 customers a day on average. So you would value if each customer, ne, continues to support you, meaning they come back for repeat business. So in that small fraction and within that small bracket, within that small grouping, you are hoping that your pricing for your products does not indicate that you've got overtly or over-the-top greed, meaning your price is too high. You also don't want to establish or generate the perspective or even the notion that you are selling low budget or low quality by having pricing that is too low. You also don't want to project to your customers that, you know, your pricing is not in tune with perspectives or even with a greater environment out there. For example, that you consistently change prices. Consistently doing that would tell your buyers or your market or your customers, but this guy or this girl, you know, this lady or this guy, they're not serious with business. Their pricing keeps jumping. You guys don't know how many times I've heard people saying, yeah, but he's now become expensive. At first, they were so affordable, they were cheap and stuff like that, but now he's so expensive or she's so expensive. Stuff like that. So it's a matter of how you balance it. A pricing strategy, finding the balance for your pricing strategy is essential. We've not even gotten into the strategies as yet, but these are some of the, you know, some of the groundwork that needs to be established. We'll quickly step into an ad.
Gusa et tokoro lyo hunga. Lipoperanya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma okoko, ndimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, ntatu ye utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Hello Namibia. Endera pamwe natse muyuni walelapay. Lelapay onkaro ompu womafutiro nokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodhi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumwaraka goye agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuma mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko Lelapay. Otovuru okutura omatumwaraka goye mombepo tarongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka Imba nenge hoka ka Lelapay nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumwaraka goye ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumwaraka gorukozi, omatumwaraka gomahio, omatumwaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, nomatumwaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseifere oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumwaraka kehe. Lelapay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelapay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Paturura o akaunta yoye oshari eto turamo omauthemba goye. Inda ko kanjato koe kiimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omauthemba goye hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM Imba Lelapay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inima we ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahe tatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, ninge kono rahe tatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lelapay, imo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, noko Google Play Store.
And coming back right there from our extended break, and getting into, you know, how important your pricing strategy is. Now, you've got to understand, guys, that with your pricing strategy, it should be a calculated, informed choice. Obviously. It should be. In which your business identity, your brand, and your financial stability should be considered. Remember those three: business identity, brand, and financial stability. Because your brand stability will also carry on through. Good example, always take a look at Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola technically does not need to advertise. They don't. They sell on their own. It sells by itself. It's a product that sells by itself. It does not need to advertise. That means they've come through tried and tested in terms of pricing, brand stabilization, and also sticking to the strategies that they've got. I'm talking of the global picture, not here in Namibia. Now, with a business decision, remember guys, determining your pricing strategy starts with assessing your business's own needs. And this brings us into our pricing strategies that you should take a look at when, first and foremost, you are thinking about pricing and how to, you know, factor in how this pricing, how best to achieve your pricing strategy whenever you are either getting a new product or you're getting into a new business, or this is a new business, or this is a new service on the block that you are bringing to a market. Now, remember, there are dozens of ways you can price your products. And you may find also that some work better than others, depending on the market that you obviously occupy, because you can have different approaches. You can have different approaches to your pricing as well. But consider these strategies as sort of like the core ones that you need to function on, because these core ones will allow you with which strategy to apply. First and foremost, we get price skimming. Price skimming is always the automatic one. Price skimming is even something as old as, you know, the philosophy that Philip Kotler himself had generated. But price skimming is where we start off. Skimming involves setting high prices when a product is introduced. So that means premium pricing. And then gradually lowering the price as more competitors also enter the market. So this is where you take a look in terms of the product that exists in the market. If you are someone that is, you know, offering the first of its kind for this product in the market, you set a premium price. But the moment the other competitors are bringing in something similar, then you start bringing down your pricing. So you were actually the first benchmark. Your pricing would then be the benchmark. Now, this type of pricing, guys, you've got to understand, is ideal for businesses that are entering emerging markets. That means it can be a product you're bringing in. You can be an existing product business, but it could be a product that you're bringing in, or it could be an entirely new venture itself. It depends on the scenario. Remember that, and also on the market. Now, it also gives the company the opportunity to capitalize on early adopters and then also to undercut future competitors. Now, if you are setting the price there, right? If you're setting the price up there, premium pricing, and you've got other competitors now bringing in or selling the same thing or doing the same thing you're doing, while they are coming in, you can then start moving in reverse. Not too low. Not too low, please. Don't undersell, never undersell yourself. But you can gradually bring down that price, because that would mean scarcity has changed. Think of it in the sense of economics as well. The more scarce a product is, the more scarce a commodity is, the more pricier, the more premium, the more expensive it becomes. But the more available it becomes in a market, that means the competition element itself is establishing some sort of average pricing strategy throughout the market sense. Now remember, if you were the first to bring it in or the first to sell it, you can set the price up there. If these other guys, your competitors, are adopting the same thing and they're going to sell the same thing, or they're going to bring in the same product or do the same thing you're doing, you can then move in reverse while they're trying to enter. So as they're trying to enter, you do the reverse. You just slowly bring it down. Slow, I say slowly. That would mean over a time period of like in 3 months, you can adjust the price twice in that 3 month period. You know, you come down gradually. Now, a successful skimming strategy here, hinges largely on the market you're looking to enter. It hinges entirely on that. The next strategy that we've got up next is market penetration strategy or market penetration pricing. Now, pricing for market penetration is essentially the opposite of price skimming, because market penetration means you are also, it's the same thing. You could be bringing in a new product, a novel product, or a niche product even. And instead of starting high and slowly lowering prices, you then take over the market by undercutting. You come in on the cheap. You bring it in on the cheap. What does this mean? Once you develop a reliable customer base, you then gradually raise the pricing. So I've seen this happen, guys, with energy drinks in our shops here in Namibia. Some things were ridiculously affordable. And then within a space of 4 months, there's a $5 increment on the price. Not a three, not a two, a $5 increment on the price. I've seen this happen for a specific Australian, it's an imported product, but it's an Australian ginger beer or ginger ale brought in. It's known as Bundaberg. You now find it widely available. But ultimately, that thing was only brought in by one store first here in the capital. Suddenly, all the retailers just 3 months, 2 months later are now presenting the same product. We'll quickly step into a short break.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ovabuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top rank. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now getting back from that short break. So with market penetration pricing, I gave you the example of what I had observed in the market, especially here as from a consumer's perspective, because you see the strategies in play. Now, usually market penetration, most of the times, guys, we're observing it in the consumer realm, mostly on the retailer aspect or retail consumption platforms. But market penetration pricing takes place almost on everything. On everything. A supplier, a business, a retailer, a importing business or whatever, or manufacturer, they would bring in something new and then they would see, test the waters. So they would apply a pricing strategy that does not indicate it's too cheap, but it is within the affordability range. So that means it's at a sort of like mid-range, mid-level pricing strategy, which does indicate towards market penetration pricing. They would bring in the product and then they would observe, how is the market going to react to it? How's the market going to feel it? How's the market going to absorb it? And if they see there's a healthy support, meaning there's a healthy trend in terms of consumption taking place, they will gradually start raising the price. Guys, these things happen in front of us. And ultimately, for those of us who, you want to understand how to get to do this, understand that your price can never be the same every year, year in, year out. And this is based upon your financial year as well. So financial year in, financial year out. You cannot sustain the same pricing because your costs will not stay the same either. Now, in most cases, people will just automatically react because of suppliers, doing the same automatic adjustments. But in essence, in some cases, guys, the pricing strategies are already, it's something that we knew in sales, that the pricing is already preloaded. Because when you establish a price, you already have your markup. But in most cases, when budgeting is formulated, for example, from the finance manager and so on, and the various executives in management, they decide to load up further. And that is sometimes called known as loaded budgeting. Remember, your pricing can only be based upon your costs. You can never come from the perspective of just blindly making a price. You've got to assess all your costs, everything that you pay for, even the salaries, even if you're a one-man, one-woman show. Factor in your living expenses as well. It's your pricing. It's what you are living from. Because this venture, this business, this entity is an entity on its own. It has to live on its own. It has to run on its own. So you've got to factor in the best pricing strategy to work from. And your price has to reflect back into your costs. Your costs has to resonate into your price. Please remember that, guys. There are too many people, I've heard horror stories of small business owners in this country. Some of them apply sound pricing strategy, which is in most cases the basic template like what we began with. You know, factor in what you're paying out and then base your pricing upon that, which is good. It's the basic foundation to work from. It's the basic starting point to work from, the most foundational step ever. But in some cases, you would then find people veering off from that pricing strategy. They veer off from that foundational approach. Just like in sport, know the basics before you can do any elaborate or any sort of like advanced moves or advanced sort of like strategies. Even before you factor them in, just make sure that these basics are covered. Did you factor in certain perspectives? Was a little bit of research done? Was this considered? Was that considered? Now, with market penetration pricing, guys, even though you are coming in low, the main aim is to get a foothold in the market because you are generating a loyal customer base. Remember, a loyal customer base would not care for a $5 increment after like 7 months of consumption of the product. They will not care. They will actually support the strategy. Then your challenge comes in, ne? If you did price skimming, if you did skimming price or market skimming or price skimming, if you use that, you came in high and you're gradually lowering. That is a very balanced approach because in some cases, the people will be shocked at the high price, avoid it. But as more outlets or other businesses or competitors are now also bringing the same product, doing the same thing you're doing, you then gradually lower the price. And as you're lowering it, you're now getting a share of the purchasing power, the money flowing about between customers. But with market penetration, you're actually developing a customer base. You're developing it. Now, our next strategy is premium pricing. Premium, obviously, from the word premium alone, it points towards high pricing. Now, premium pricing for businesses that create high-quality goods and products and also market them to high-income individuals. This is very obvious in its explanation because you do see it mostly in consumer durable goods. Consumer durable goods are your electronics products. They are your cars. They are your entertainment products. You know, everything where you have disposable income, meaning money, after you've paid all your expenses, which can be anything for you as a customer. Now, if you're on the side of the business entity now, on the opposite end, this would mean you have already positioned yourself. You've already done your market segmentation. You've already done your marketing, your market positioning. You've already positioned yourself. So in essence, after the positioning strategy, your pricing strategy is reflecting that philosophy. It is reflecting your business model, how you're going to make your money. And it is reflected within even the brand will speak to it because the brand itself will support the pricing strategy and vice versa. This is one of the few pricing strategies, guys, where brand recognition, brand awareness reflects directly into the price. It's that psychological element within a customer's psyche, but it is that kind of placement. Now, the key with this pricing strategy is developing a product that is of high quality and that also customers will consider to be of high value. Now, in this, you'll likely need to develop a luxury or lifestyle branding strategy. Like I just said, your branding strategy has to link into your pricing strategy. Your pricing strategy will then develop or maintain your brand identity. That's the essence of this premium pricing element. Let's take something, for example, let's take a car brand. If for some unexplained reason, Mercedes becomes the opposite, starts developing affordable, cheap market entry or entry level cars, small hatchbacks, small engine, uses a lot of cheap component parts to manufacture the car. That will instantaneously change the brand perception of Mercedes. It will instantaneously do that. Toyota, for a long time, that has been seen as the people's brand, just like a VW as well. Because VW has actually done that to themselves. They changed the pricing. So they changed their product lineup, and then they repositioned themselves through the products they kept, developing and launching into a not just a mid-range, but also into a somewhat high-end or premium product, company, a product manufacturing company. Because just 15 years back or just 10 years back, they had one of the best-selling products in Southern African automobile history, that being the City Golf. Just 10 years back, or even, just 10 years back. Now, they are still maintaining it because of that positive brand placement that exists already. The same with Toyota. The Toyota had 3-4 products just 10 years back as well. They still have one product that is still running away, with open toes. It's just running loose. But nonetheless, they have a customer base that does not care for paying a price difference. They don't care. The customers will not care. However, these guys had to start selling up. Now you see the pricing strategy. The luxury car brands in the country, are all maintaining their luxury statuses through the pricing that they're offering. And they've actually gone even higher. Guys, there's not a BMW currently made in Southern Africa that is not below 500,000. If it is below 500,000, it's secondhand. If it is below 500,000, it is secondhand. Now, you can obviously now directly see the premium pricing. I gave you a threshold, 500,000. But there are cars from other brands that reach 500,000 and below. So what does that actually tell you? That already distinguishes you the element of premium pricing and mid-level to low-end pricing. That already indicates to you the pricing. Now from there, we then head into our next pricing strategy. And this one is the opposite of premium. Economy pricing. Now, economy pricing strategy involves targeting customers who want to save as much money as possible on whatever good or service that they're actually purchasing. It tends to speak to as a benefit for the customer. That means you've also done your market segmentation. That means also you've already positioned yourself. That means also that you know what your pricing philosophy will reflect in your brand placement and positioning, as well as also in your overall product that you're selling. That already establishes the identity. Remember, guys, it's not through advertisements. It's not through staff or customer service platforms. No. In most cases, it's usually through a physical product that you're selling. That product sitting there on a shelf, on a website, through a third-party vendor, reflects a price. And that's one of the first interactions that a customer has. It is that scope of interaction that you've got to factor in at all times. At all times. Now, for big box stores, is like looking at major retailing chains that, like, for example, we have here in Namibia. Our prime examples of economy pricing models. Like I said, like premium pricing, adopting an economy pricing model depends on your overhead costs and also the overall value of your product. There's this nice terminology.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Coming back from our short break. Now, you've got to understand, guys, there's this nice terminology that they use in the UK now currently, and this is mostly based upon, you know, economics discussions and so forth, and they use, it's a term actually that relates or refers to non-branded products. Remember, for example, you would get a non-branded product is the product that comes from the shop, the store itself. Most of these retailers in Namibia, they have those no-name brands or those self-incorporated. They label it themselves, but they call it, you know, their own brand. It's their own name that you see on the packaging. For example, what we like with milk, some cases it's butter, some cases it's some cereals, some cases it's canned goods like beans and so forth. And it's no name, you know. It doesn't come from established producers. Now, that is where economy pricing gets in. Because a mass retailer would venture into supplying their own stuff. They'd put it on the same shelf as the other established brands and names. But remember, the other established brands and names, their function, their main aim is to produce, package, and distribute. The retailer's main aim is to sell. So we're not even delving into, you know, the channel management or channel ownership or reverse or downstream ownership of distribution channels or logistics and so forth. We're not even touching that yet. We're just staying on the pricing and the pricing being reflected in a strategy that each business stakeholder has participated in. Now, next up, you get into bundle pricing. Bundle pricing is when your companies pair, or is when a company pairs several products together and sell them for less money than each would be individually. You see bundle pricing a lot. You guys know it. I know it. We see it every time. And this is usually concentrated around various kinds of events, Mother's Day, Christmas, Black Friday sales. Sometimes even it will be extended over a month, like Easter specials or Easter promotions. It would even be extended over a week. Black Friday specials starting on a Monday, ending on the Friday. It's those kinds of exercises. That's where bundle pricing comes in. Now, bundle pricing is short-term strategies. It is regularly, you know, not referred to, but linked towards short-term sales activity. Because you want people to buy now. You're attracting them now. It's sometimes considered as a form of discounting. Whichever one you look at, guys. Whichever one you look at. It's sometimes considered as a form of discounting. For example, you incorporate points systems. You guys have experienced point systems. From Clicks to Spa to... who else is there? To the clothing retailers even. They've got points systems. So certain products that you buy, you earn specific kinds of points. These points are converted into some form of a discount. An accumulated discount on a specific purchase. That's where this bundle pricing comes in. Because bundle pricing is a good way to move a lot of inventory quickly. So now you've got to look at distribution channel management. Or supply chain management. Right? You're looking at that perspective. This is also where various things like, it's not just in time. That philosophy of just in time would not feature here because just in time was usually, it's a Toyota philosophy. Let's understand it. Just in time is a Toyota philosophy. And it's all based upon how much is being ordered and how much that is produced is facilitating that order, meaning is meeting up with that order. So this means you don't just produce for inventory. No, you produce in terms of anticipation of order generation. So if there is demand, there is supply. And that they level each other out to minimize costs. But don't worry, guys. We will still get to supply chain management with regards to the branding conversation and all that. We will get to that. However, brand bundle pricing is where is essentially about selling things in bundles, in groupings. Now, a successful bundle strategy, pricing strategy, involves profits on low-value items. Remember that, not on high-value items, which then outweighs the losses on high-value items that are included in a bundle. Because if you had a discount on a high-value product, you would actually lose more. Because a high-value product is, in most cases, attributed towards a high price. And the moment you touch that price or adjust that price in any way, you're actually losing out. Value-based pricing is another one as we head into the last segment here of today's program. Value-based pricing is similar to premium pricing. And in this model, a company then also bases its pricing on how much the customer believes the product is worth. This pricing model is best for merchants who offer unique products rather than commodities. Now, how do you know what a customer perceives a product to be worth? Well, it's hard to get an exact price on that, but you can use certain marketing techniques to establish this or to understand the customer's perspective. Ask for a customer's feedback during a product development phase, for example, or host a focus group about the product where they get to feel and see and touch, smell and taste. And then in that sense, you would then be able to invest in your brand that can help you add perceived value to the product. So this means a lot of research taking place before a full-on rollout of the product. Understand this. Research taking place here. The product is already developed. Nah? We're not in prototype phase anymore. This is now in sort of like in a restrictive manner of distribution. From there, you can then further adjust and develop in order for a second phase, which is usually considered the full rollout of the product. Lastly, we end off with dynamic pricing. Now, dynamic pricing, guys, allows you to change the price of your items based upon the market demand at any given moment. Well, that's where you guys usually get the negative perceptions coming from clients where they say, but this guy's price was just last week now, $4. Today it is 6. Why is it jumping so much? And then next week it's $5. And they'll ask, now why did you come down again after going up last week, the week before last week? And then you will have to tell them, listen, it's based upon the supply and the dynamics that are existing in the supply chain itself. Do not be afraid, guys. Do not be afraid to be honest with your clients. If they ask you, why is your price moving a lot? You've got to be straight-faced and you've got to indicate to them that it is based upon suppliers also adjusting the same thing. It's not solely on you because you do not want to lose out. Remember that. You're not there to lose out. You're not there to lose. You're there actually to gain. Now, during low periods, let's make an example of this. For example, like the Uber service, you know, that sprang off internationally. They had a surge pricing, which was a great example for this dynamic pricing example. Because during low periods, the Ubers can be quite an affordable option. But when a rainstorm hits the morning rush hour, the price of an Uber will skyrocket. Given that the demand is also likely to rise, smaller merchants can do this as well. Do not be afraid, guys. Depending, obviously, on seasonal demand, on very specific or unique situations, and so on. Now, remember, your price is not based upon a physical product. It's whatever you are selling, a service. If you're also a consultant, or if you're even, you know, just adapting or adopting a new pricing strategy for that matter. But always understand, your price is the only thing that is bringing in money. Let's be honest, your price is the only thing aiming to make you money. Well, you've got to understand also, if it is a business and it's registered as a business, it's there for the business. It's not there for you. It's not there for you, the owner of the business. The business is an entity on its own. So you cannot say, yeah, it's making me profit. No, it's making the business profitable. It's not making you profitable. Now, most of the things, guys, currently right now is that everyone out there is very price sensitive. We are all price sensitive right now. And in this time, if you are a business operator, if you are a small to medium business owner, if you are a consultant, a freelancer, a one-man, one-woman show, understand the current times. Do not be stubborn in pricing. Do not be stubborn, guys. But it also does not mean that you should be chewing off your own foot or cutting off your own hand. No, it does not mean that. Rather, go the extra mile in terms of generating loyal customer bases, in terms of establishing a good, solid foundation for brand identity and awareness, for achieving a sustainable rate on return on investment through a well-structured pricing strategy. Because only then, when the hard work has been eliminated and completed, only then will you be able to capitalize on certain further adjustments that you can make. Remember, in business, you've got to be adaptable. You've got to be thinking on your feet. Guys, I am impressed a lot. I'm very impressed by business owners in this country who have run things on such an adaptable rate. They adapt so quickly. It's sometimes shocking to understand how quickly they adapt to a scenario in terms of adjusting a price. And they also ensure that the price does not damage their profitability, because your bottom line is what you live from. Your bottom line is what you live from. Some days, some business owners will say they've got nothing in the bank accounts from sales that were not recorded, that sales that did not happen for just one day. And then for the next 4 days, they're just smiling from ear to ear. Obviously, we are in a different time. Obviously, there is some form of stress, duress taking place on the Namibian, you know, business environment. So in that sense, obviously you have to understand, you know, things are a little bit still tenuous. They're still a little bit, you know, sensitive right now. So everyone is still, you know, sticking to their tried and tested, you know, philosophies or business principles. But if you're entering a scenario, this is where you need to work from. This is where you need to work from. Establishing a sound pricing strategy. Your sound pricing strategy, guys, if it's established, you don't worry about that. You only start worrying about operational things, HR elements, sick leaves, other stuff. You can worry about the other things as long as your price is sorted. Because if your price is sorted, then you're done. You're done. You're done. Now that brings us up to the end, guys, for today's session of the Brand Conversation. You can see me later on today on the Business and Economic Zone, where we'll be once again exploring and delving into economic discussion points here on your number one talk radio station. Nonetheless, stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to grace the studio in terms of bringing you the latest bulletin events. And for more on that, also remember to get in and listen to the rest of the programming happening throughout the course of the day here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. On that note, let's see each other again, same time, same place, later tomorrow and tonight as well.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to